Today, we are looking at the realistic guide to AI side hustles and what they actually pay.
I feel like my entire social feed is just people promising easy money with AI right now.
Exactly. The influencers make it sound like you can earn hundreds a day just typing prompts.
Right. They say you just rate a chatbot or write a quick sentence and get rich. Honestly, it sounds way too good to be true.
It really is, because when you look at the actual math, the reality is much more sobering. We are talking about microtasks and data labeling mostly.
What does that actually mean, though? Like, what is a microtask in the real world?
It is usually small, repetitive stuff. You might draw boxes around cars in a photo or rate the tone of a text message.
Okay, so you are basically training the machine learning models. That does not sound too hard.
It is not hard, which is exactly why the pay is so low. Global researchers analyzed this and found microtask work usually pays under $6 an hour.
Wait, under $6? That is nowhere near what these online courses are promising people.
It gets worse. That is just the paid work time. You also have to factor in unpaid time.
You mean like searching for tasks or reading the instructions for the project?
Exactly. When you include that unpaid wait time, your effective wage drops to between $3 and $5 an hour.
That is honestly terrible. I know traditional gig work can be tough, but that is basically sub-minimum wage.
It is. And it highlights a bigger issue in the gig economy right now. A lot of people really need this extra cash.
Yeah, people are not just doing this for fun, spending money. Groceries and rent are expensive right now.
Right. Bankrate data showed that 36% of people with extra income streams needed that money for basics.
But if they only make $3 to $5 an hour, they have to work constantly.
That is the trap. And the actual take-home pay is incredibly skewed. Bankrate also found the median monthly side gig earnings were only $200.
Only $200 a month? That really bursts the bubble of the six-figure side hustle dream.
Totally. A very small group of high earners pulls the average up, but most people make very little.
What about those mid-tier platforms, though? I have seen ads for places like Data Annotation or Remote Asks claiming they pay way better.
They do pay better on paper. General search evaluation roles on places like TELUS might pay $10 to $15 an hour.
Okay, $15 is definitely better than $5. That sounds a bit more reasonable for a side gig.
It is, but there is a massive catch. The task availability is incredibly inconsistent.
So you might log on and there is just zero work available for you to do?
Exactly. You only get paid when there is work in your queue, I think. Realistic monthly income for U.S. contractors during slow periods is just $100 to $300.
That lack